Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a talk by a tour guide in the Everglades National Park.
Today we're going to be taking a tram tour through part of the Everglades National Park. Quite probably we'll be seeing a number of crocodiles sunning themselves by the side of the water or poking their heads up through the water. Needless to say, we will not be getting off the tram at any time until we leave the area because of the danger posed by the crocodiles. By the way, you've probably heard of the expression, crying crocodile tears. It is common to say that someone is crying crocodile tears when he or she is pretending to be sad or full of regret. Crocodiles always appear to have tears in their eyes, but they are not crying because of sadness or even pretended sadness. Instead, a crocodile uses its tear ducts to get rid of extra salt from its body. A crocodile does not sweat the same way that humans do, and must get rid of extra salt through tears. So if you see a crying crocodile, do not think that it's feeling sad. It is basically sweating through its eyes. Look, over there on the right. There are two large crocodiles on the water's edge, right next to the fallen trees. You can get out your cameras and take pictures from here on the tram, but no, you cannot get off the tram to get any closer.
Number 39. Where does this talk take place? Number 40. What does the expression, crying crocodile tears, mean when it is used to describe humans? Number 41. Why do crocodiles have tears in their eyes? Number 42. What does the tour guide recommend?